If we study and practice the compassion and wisdom as spoken about by Buddha, really very quickly our life can have a great blessing. Increase this compassion, this wisdom, this doing of positive deeds, and this is really compassion and wisdom that is long-lasting. And also meditate, and I'll teach you how to meditate. And for every one of you, every day you must meditate. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes in the morning and in the evening. For many of you, you do your eyelashes, you take more than half an hour, don't you? So really, 10 or 20 minutes is nothing. Meditate like Buddha. Either sit in cross-legged, half lotus or full lotus, whichever is fine, whichever you feel comfortable with. And then your hands like this, with the right hand over the left hand, and placing your hands below the navel, around 4 fingers below the navel, around the dantian area. Yes, yes, like that. And then how do we meditate? Within our mind, here in the heart center, we visualize an 8-petaled white lotus. And visualize this lotus as being very, very pure, without any pollution, without any stains. Visualize this lotus in your heart center. And then how do we breathe? As we breathe in, we visualize that this lotus closes, and as we breathe out, the lotus opens up again. And as we breathe in, the lotus closes, and as we breathe out, the lotus opens up again. And do this a minimum of 21 times. And this would probably be around 10 minutes of practice. And in the process of meditating like this, don't think of anything else. All of these random thoughts, all of these important things and unimportant things, just for 10 minutes. Leave them alone, let them go. And if we let go for 10 minutes, our mind has a chance to rest. And this is the meditation I was talking about that'll help to improve your state of mind and the energy. And if we keep on meditating like this for a long time, then our mind will become very strong and stable. And our afflictions won't be so strong. Of course, there still will be afflictions. However, when they arise, they're not going to be as influential. And they're not going to disturb us that easily. All right, now visualizing like this, let's all meditate together. This is how you breathe. When we breathe in, stop, hold the breath for a moment. Use your mouth to breathe. Breathe in again. Stop. Just for a moment, and then breathe out again. Breathe in again. Hold it for a moment. Hold your breath for a moment. Hold your breath. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold your breath. Breathe in. Hold. Gradually breathe out. Visualize the lotus. Don't think about anything else. Hold. Yes. Everybody, practice like this. You might feel that our body gets warm. Just 10 minutes in the morning when you wake up and 10 minutes at night when you go to sleep. Don't go to sleep with so many afflictions going on within your mind. Whatever afflictions you have at the time of meditation, let them go. Visualize the white lotus, which represents wisdom. It represents purity. It represents the energy of the universe. It's very simple. Visualize the white lotus. Breathe in. Everybody watch me. Keep on practicing like this every day, and after a while, all of these negative emotions, we will be able to purify. And then after a while, we might find that it's very easy to do it for 15 minutes. And then we can extend it to 20 minutes at a time. Just 10 minutes, two times, 20 minutes a day. Really, it's very simple. There's 24 hours. In the day. This really isn't a lot. And this is very important, especially one day if we want to do great things, especially for the young people, that we have a good, healthy state of mind. The white lotus is representing the wisdom of Buddha. And do this meditation, and really it's very simple. This is very important. And there are many methods, not just this one method. And these I can teach you level after level after level, and you can become more happy.